Restoring My Soul, Monday the 16th of February, The Word of Man's Glorification in God. In Psalm 8, King David asks the question, "What is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honour." Making this statement, David marvelled at the wonder of our predestination. According to God's covenant purpose, which was settled before the creation of the heavens and the earth, we were to be brought to glory as men who were made in the image and according to the likeness of God. It was from this predestination that mankind fell when Adam and his wife ate the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in an endeavour to become the source of their own life and destiny. Through one man's disobedience, sin and death entered the world. Death spread to all men because all sinned. Mercifully, the word of our predestination is ministered to us as the gospel of God. This is the word of our salvation. Even though we are lost to God and under condemnation as we eat the fruit of our fallen ways, the word finds us. It comes to us as a word of deliverance. Those who receive, believe, and accept the word are born again to a living hope. This is the hope of our predestination, which has been fulfilled for us by Christ through his offering and suffering journey. As miraculous and wonderful as new birth is, the parable of the sower and the seed teaches us that it is insufficient for salvation. Having been born of God, we must be delivered from the stones of law and the thorny desires that compete with the divine life of which we have been born. The references used in today's devotions are Psalm 8 verses 4 and 5, Hebrews chapter 2 verse 10, Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, and Romans chapter 5 verse 12. For further study, Hebrews chapter 2.